RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick in the Bronx. Nick, what's up?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
Just quick fact check. The Trubisky draft was Pat Mahomes' draft and Deshaun Watson, so that was a pretty good quarterback draft.
They got drafted later on. You're right.
Yeah, you're right. They got later.
Draft.
But I was just talking, Nick, just about one and two. Yeah,
I was just
talking about the top two picks, and sometimes it's the one, sometimes it's the two. You just don't know.
That's true. So I had a question about Stefanski for both of you guys, but also a quick question for you, Tiki. So Stefanski for both teams, would you guys definitely consider him?
Absolutely.
Possibly with Jim Schwartz?
Oh, God, you're bringing Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator? I'm highly interested.
Oh, man, that would be...
That's a coaching win-win to get that defensive coordinator to come with Stefanski.
100. I mean, does that work? I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that work that way. I know he had another question, but it's all right. Sean jumped you.
I was my fault.
He's becoming an Evan over here.
I am.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Where
you bring in an ex-head coach with his guy, who is his DC.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming, though, that's what we talked about, though, with the staff. If Jim Schwartz is about to be out in Cleveland because Stefanski's out in Cleveland, I mean, if they have a good working relationship, I'm sure that's happened before, where that direct guy comes with you immediately for a job. It's probably just not as highly... Like Jim Schwartz is a big deal as a defensive coordinator.
Of course he is.
So, like, that's going to be a really sexy thing to talk about here. I'm not sure if that big name has necessarily happened elsewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that would be...
I mean, he was a head coach
for Detroit.
5 years? Let me see.
He had a little run.
5 years. He had one double-digit win season. Most of them were losing seasons. But we know he's a good defensive coordinator. There's no doubt about that.
If you get Stefanski as the operational guy, and who knows what happened out there with the decision with Deshaun Watson might have been above his head, and he gets Jim Schwartz to come run this defense and bring the pressure with that defensive front, that is as an appealing situation for the Giants in 2025 or 2026 for the fan base as you could imagine. Damon in Las Vegas. Damon, what's up?
Hey, Damon.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure.
Tiki, I haven't won a fantasy football championship since you were playing, and thank you for that. You were the best, brother.
Thank you. I was a good late-round draft pick who got you a ton of PPR points.
So we were at the game yesterday, me and my sons, and I'm telling you, it was like nothing that we've seen in months from these guys. And, you know, Joe Shane is going to come back to ownership, and he's going to say, look at the draft I just had. You got Marcus Bowe out there doing work. Darius Alexander's playing great.
Yep.
You know, these guys, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And Joe Shane, his sins are all in the cap management and free agency and who he let. Well, every night, every Sunday night, we turn on SportsCenter and see some ex-Giant picking off passes, sacking the quarterback, winning Super Bowls, and it's painful. But that's been the plight of the Giants for us for the last decade. And, you know, my father said, if any team will break your heart, it's the New York Giants. Mm. And I went to the game yesterday, and it was like, hey, if they lose, all right, we got the first pick. But you want them to win. And you see Jackson Dart ball out and look like the guy that took us by, got us excited again.
Right.
That, to me, is what we should be happy about. Second pick in the draft, first pick in the draft, even if we dropped it. You don't go into Dallas and try to lose. So the Giants fans need to say, let's build on all this positive, get the right coach, and let's do Brandon Brown. Give him the they had a great draft. Let's just take the keys away from Joe Shane because this guy could mess up a cup of coffee.
I mean, first of all, I don't disagree. The only thing I would say about Brandon Brown is, I don't know, like Brandon Brown might have made all the right decisions the Giants have made the past couple of years, or like his vote, but like...
We don't know.
So like if you think Joe Shane has not been a good GM, anybody who's been in that room near him, I have to question what they had input on the negative.
Yeah, the only way... I'm trying to think. The only way you could replace Joe... And I know this is not the case with Brandon Brown, as if you said Joe just doesn't treat people the right way.
Right.
And
okay.
I know that's not the case. So he's professional and he's well liked. Maybe not by the players.
Right.
But by the organization. And so it doesn't make sense. If you're going to fire, you're right. If you're going to fire Joe Shane, you're probably moving on from Brandon Brown too.
I can't imagine a fan base would be happy knowing, all right, we fired the GM. Who we hire? Oh, the guy who was assisting him. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean that Brandon Brown can't be a great GM.
Right.
It just,
and he probably will be at some point.
I just don't know how you make that leap of assuming that he's automatically going to be better than Joe Shane if you don't like the move Shane's making.
This is the, if you fire the guy in the middle of the season, it's just like Kafka. Yeah.
Yes.
He
becomes
the interim GM. But it rarely happens with GMs.
Yeah. And we're here now. It's week 18. He's not getting fired until, at best, Monday. Dennis in Baltimore. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, Dennis.
How you guys doing today?
All's well.
Well, I called about the draft, but I also would like to give some context to what Sean was talking about with Lamar. Because I actually, when that all went down last week with the Mike Preston column, I went ahead and started listening to the Baltimore station. I'm in Long Island originally, so I still listen to you guys, even though I've been down here about 20 years.
Okay, nice.
About the draft, real quick, because I knew you guys found something that somebody called up a while ago really interesting. I think if you went to, like, the NBA lottery, where you get more, you know, opportunity if you finish in last place, but somebody that finishes, like, fifth to last, they still have a chance of getting the number one draft pick. How about you take all the teams in the NFL when they actually get eliminated from the playoffs, every time they win a game after they're eliminated from the playoffs, they get a certain amount of extra lottery tickets for the lotto. Hmm. So it gives them incentive to actually play out the rest of the season because they'll have a better chance of getting the number one pick.
Yeah, it's interesting. So the lottery is not based on just a randomness. It's based
record.
It's not just based on record. It's based on how much you won after you were eliminated.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, because that would keep the motivation going.
But then
so if you take the bottom eight teams – or the last eight teams, they're the ones that are in the lottery. You don't take them all.
Now, Dennis, there's like a chess checkers here thing, though. If you're 2 weeks away from being eliminated, but like you can get eliminated a week earlier by losing, wouldn't that incentivize you to say, you know what, let's lose this game. This way it gives us more opportunities to get more lotto tickets by having an earlier elimination. You know what I mean? There's always like a catch to every one of these.
There is, but I think this is the best thing I've heard or seen somebody talk about than anything else
seen. It's certainly better than what we have now, which is having fans sit down in week 17 where the big promo and all morning is how important it is for a team to lose, and you leave yourself sitting there going, I can't even enjoy my team scoring touchdowns today. That's a terrible situation that fans are put in. But what else? You had the other comment you wanted to make about Lamar?
Yeah, well, I mean, John Harbaugh came out and said that, you know, it was false and everything else here locally.
Yeah.
Saying that he's never seen Lamar fall asleep in a meeting.
Right.
You know, he protected his player.
Which
but
he should,
Preston's
Dennis.
A
Dennis.
Very consistent reporter. I don't think he's going with this unless he has some kind of fact.
I know Mike Preston. I don't know him personally, but I know that's obviously, you know, he writes a lot of big pieces about the Ravens there. And thanks for the call, Dennis. So what Dennis was alluding to, and I said a little while ago, I just found some of the article. Basically, Preston said sources inside the building told him that Lamar Jackson was staying up late, playing video games, falling asleep in meetings because he was exhausted. And
how do they know he's up playing video games?
Exactly. That part I don't know. Now, is this an online thing where they had people playing with him? Maybe. Tiki, I feel like I've aged out of like the how do you understand when people are playing video games
thing.
I don't
get this. I don't get that world at all.
I don't get it either. All I'm going based on is what this reporter in Baltimore was told. And look, it just seems like there's a lot of friction there with him and John Harbaugh. But John Harbaugh being the pro, I can understand him defending Lamar Jackson because he also realizes they're completely screwed without him, yeah. without him being the MVP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that mean? It could mean nothing. The end of the year, could John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson return next year together in Baltimore? Of course. But we see every year there are NFL surprises we didn't see coming in terms of guys available both on the coaching front
yep.
and the quarterback front. And it feels like right now, whatever the hell has happened in Baltimore is a prime candidate.
Yeah. I mean, it is circumstantial in a sense because a lot of it has just been injury.
Yes.
Like when Lamar misses, what, the first four, for the first six or something, whatever it was. Yeah. He missed a bunch of games early in the season. You knew they weren't going to be a viable contender. The question was, when he comes back, can they storm their way back into playoff position? And by the way, they were a win away from doing that.
They found themselves in a win and in situation in Week 18.
They were 1-5 at one point.
I believe they were. And they had that horrible, I mean, Sunday night Week 1 loss to Buffalo where they had the big lead in the fourth quarter.
Huge lead. Lamar played in that game.
Yes.
Right.
They win that game, they're already in.
Then they beat Cleveland, and then they lose four in a row. So, yeah, they were 1-5 at the bye week. Then they rip off five straight wins. And all of a sudden, it's like, all right, they're above 500. They're making the postseason. And then they lose to Cincy, and then they lose to Pittsburgh, and that's when it got dicey.
Yep. Yeah, I think it was Cincy that Thanksgiving night game. Things started to unravel from there. But either way, friction, but that could all go away. Look, Baltimore could go on a run here, too. They could win Week 18 and be that team in a wide-open AFC.
Yeah, as opposed to the team that's supposed to get to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, for the last couple of trips or iterations into the postseason, the Baltimore Ravens have been the team that was now going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
They don't have that expectation. If they get in at 9-8, they won't have that expectation.
And that's what's going to be fascinating about the AFC playoffs this year. The boogeyman isn't there.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are not there, leaving everything incredibly, incredibly wide open.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.